It is 5:45 right now. There we go. All right. Talk about a show that is just precise. Jason Kahn starting the best 5 minutes of the day right on time exactly.
Shocking. Lovely.
Did not fare as well in Wordle today.
Did you miss today?
Yeah, I missed today.
Oh, man. It was a rough word today. Yeah, I got it on the sixth one, but I just stared at it. And I'm like, this could be my undoing today, but I made it. But
I was concerned for you because you have clued me into a three-word strategy to start with, which we've shared before, but I don't know if it's like the secret for, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken. So
It was not helpful today to have the three-word strategy.
But the surprising thing was to use the first word we use, it told us three letters and to the exact location, so you feel like this is going to be a gimme.
Yep, right. But it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Nope, definitely not.
And in fact, I discarded the strategy. After that success, I just went for trying to guess the word.
Sure.
And so pretty quickly, I think I did get even a third letter in the right place. But then it led to the thing that is my bugaboo about Wordle, which is when it comes to just kind of guessing. Just, you know, if it's just pure guessing.
Yeah. It's harder that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyhow, I don't want to spoil it for anybody else, but.
Okay.
It was tough. And yeah, I'm glad my streak ended at 19. Yours is in the 300s, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to hurt when it happens. And it will eventually.
But I mean, it's just like liking sports, right? I mean, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. I mean, as a player, a fan, a coach, what have you, I mean, you still. It just sort of draws you in. So
right. That is absolutely true.
I also have been drawn into politics over the years like a moth to the flame.
What? I can hardly believe that about you.
Listen, you studied to be a centurion now back in the day.
Yes, that is true. Yeah.
Which, again, is our Pat Wall is one of those, and there are others, and a centurion. What does that mean exactly?
Well, the centurions, right, were the brigades of the Roman army that were made up of 100, and through the Chuck Colson Center, they would bring in classes, ideally of 100 people, to train them in things like worldview, how to engage with the world from a Christian worldview, and it was started by Chuck Colson and has continued after his death. So
right.
Yeah.
But anyhow, troubling, questionable things. Even Mark Levin was critical of the palace in the air airplane being gifted and that whole controversy as that unfolds here.
So, rightly so. Yeah. Yep. Rightly so.
Unusual times, for sure.
Indeed.
That we're in. I tell you what, let's go to a different place scripturally today. I know we were about halfway through Acts or something, but, you know, we heard from that congressman about the way we act, even in terms of political matters, we should take seriously Jesus's words of kindness and such. And he had referenced Titus. I don't think we've ever gone into Titus. So how about Titus 1 today, verses 1 through 4?
Sure, if I can get there.
Yeah, I know. I'm throwing you a curveball today.
All right. Do you want me to read it?
I do.
Okay. It says, "Beloved, like the letters to Timothy and Philemon, Paul's letter to Titus was addressed to an individual. Yet, as with the rest of Paul's correspondence, there's much you can learn about following my son from reading it. Let Paul's words stir you to share the message of my goodness, grace, and peace that my son revealed."
In your devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved, you tackle that this way. Beloved, like the letters to...
Oh, that's what I just read.
You read that. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't have the Bible out. I'm sorry.
No, good enough. All right. So, anyhow... That is Titus 1, 1 through 4. And so that kind of gives us a start, Paul, into this. But we'll get more into the meat of this. Just short three-chapter book, right?
Tomorrow I will have the Bible pulled out so I can read the verses and you can get to the letters to the beloved.
All right. Well, just to give us a head start, I'll read the next two here this morning as we say goodbye to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, you bet.
There we go. All right. See, we're kind of getting... We had a bunch of days off together. So, verses 5 and 6 kind of just lays further... groundwork for Titus chapter 1. Paul had left his protege Titus in Crete to help establish churches by appointing elders who are blameless and of good character. Characters often revealed in the home. If children are running headlong into self-destructive behaviors and seem unresponsive to parental influence, it would be better for the parents to focus on the home. Your family is your first ministry. So there we go, kind of some thoughts from Jason's devotional commentary on Titus 1, 1 through 6. Well, you decide whether we Americans have too much stuff after you hear this segment.
We have all sorts of facts about just how much clutter we collect.
I got to tell you, I just heard a sermon on this in church on Mother's Day. All right, here we go. There are 300,000 items in the average American home. 300,000.
300,000.
On average.
Wow. A lot of items. We have too much stuff is the headline here. The average size of the American home has nearly tripled over the past 60 years.
I'm going to repeat that. The average size of the American home has nearly tripled in size over the past six decades.
We need room for all of our stuff.
We do. One out of every 10 American households rents off-site storage. Yeah, we've seen just an explosion of popular storage sites, right?
Yeah, they keep building them. And honestly, sometimes I talk to them saying, do you want to advertise your storage space? And they say, we don't need to because it fills up so fast.
Yeah.
We have too much stuff. You decide if this is true or not. 25% of people with two-car garages don't have room to park cars inside them. And 32% with a two-car garage only have one vehicle inside because they don't have room for both because they have so much stuff in the two-car garage.
Man, maybe you're convinced already, but we've got more. Research found that the average 10-year-old owns 238 toys but plays with only 10 daily.
Owning 238 but playing with 10. I could believe that. 3.1% of the world's children live in America, but they still own 40% of the toys consumed globally.
Mm. Yeah. A couple more here. The average American throws away 69 pounds of clothing per year.
Throws away?
I mean, hopefully you give this to some, Goodwill Savers, Hope Gospel.
Exactly. And one more factoid here. Do we have too much stuff? Americans spend more on shoes, jewelry, and watches than on higher education.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. It's called materialism. And check Matthew 6, 19 through 21, Jesus' words, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. All right, the Whip Wake Up Show, we like to let you do some learning on this show. Not, the kids going off to school shouldn't be the only ones learning, Caleb.
Yes, again, be constant learners. Mm-hmm. And so we have some knowledge to drop on you with four things you didn't know yesterday.
Yeah, I'll start you off. McDonald's once tested breakfast bowls made with kale. They did not become a permanent fixture on the fast food chain's menus.
Kind of sounds like a new Coke thing.
Mm-hmm.
Four things you didn't know yesterday. Number two, a beaver dam in Canada is so large it is visible from space. It was discovered in 2007.
I found that hard to believe.
That you can see a beaver dam from
yes.
Space?
That's what they say about the Great Wall of China, right?
So. Yeah, I don't know, what the beavers were thinking. It just, you wonder sometimes when beavers like approach flowing water and they're just like, no way. No way.
They're
gotta
amazing,
stop that.
Aren't they?
It's incredible.
They are.
Industrious.
All right, two more here. Third thing you didn't know yesterday, there are an estimated 1 million ants for every person in the world.
So 7 billion times a million, and that's how many ants are around.
And a lot of them are coming to your picnic this weekend.
I was going to say a lot of them have been entering my home recently. Need to do something about that.
I hear you about that.
Four things you didn't know yesterday. A little knowledge for you on the Whip Wake Up Show. A lawmaker in Helena, Montana once tried to make wearing yoga pants illegal.
Okay. Well, Caleb, not that long ago, we threw out, McDonald's turned 70, and we asked listeners, what's your favorite fast food restaurant? It was kind of a runaway for Culver's, but wow, there's a guy in Fond du Lac. Does he ever love McDonald's, and particularly one of their sandwiches?
This is one of the things, I guess, that Wisconsin is known for. It's Don Gorski from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, because this Saturday marks a big anniversary, Javo.
Yeah, we've talked to him on the air back in the day. First decade of the 21st century. Don, Saturday marks the 53rd anniversary of ultimate Big Mac fan Don Gorski's streak of eating a Big Mac every day. You thought DiMaggio had a big record of 56 straight games with a hit. Wow.
Again, he's from Fond du Lac. He claims the Big Mac constitutes 90 to 95% of his total solid food intake. He eats one or more every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Gorski claims that after getting his first car, the first place he went was to the McDonald's on Military Road in Fond du Lac. He remembers the day. In fact, it was a couple of days from now, May 17th, 1972.
Now, on that day, he purchased and ate not one, not two, but three Big Macs at lunchtime.
Yeah, he returned two more times that day to consume nine Big Macs the same day he discovered the burger.
So again, that day, back in 1972, first time he'd ever tried a Big Mac, and it was, wow, this is incredible, and he ate 9 of them and didn't stop there.
He sure didn't stop. He further claims to have eaten 265 Big Macs the following month, an average of 8.5 Big Macs daily.
Yes, he is still living. Gorski ate his 30,000th Big Mac on May 4th, 2018.
On May 17th, 2022, Gorski celebrated 50 years, half a century of eating Big Macs.
He's been around as long as Wib has.
Wow.
On March 15th of this year, 2025, Mr. Gorski ate his 35,000th Big Mac. And I guess that's a testament to the Big Mac because he hasn't grown tired of it. It's like, this is delicious. Going to keep on going back.
All right. We only have 40 minutes left in the show. But what food do you eat? Not would you, but what food do you eat just about every day? For me, it's a spicy beef and bean burrito. I didn't have one this morning, Caleb. Actually, I went with because we had bananas. And the bananas are going to, you know, turn brown and go to banana bread. So I had the honey nut churros and banana, but most days, somewhere along the way, I'll have a spicy beef and bean burrito. How about you?
I'll have, it's an Oikos yogurt, it's called. It's a low-calorie, high-protein yogurt. I have one of those every single morning.
Huh. There we go. So what do you love? What do you eat just about daily? And none of us eat something as much as that.
Not as much as Don Gorski.
Well, a couple weeks ago, Caleb, you were talking to the new executive director of Feed My People Food Bank, Padraig Gallagher, in here about Empty Bowls, their 25th annual. That's today.
It is from 11 to 7 p.m. at Feed My People's location on Alpine Road, north side of Eau Claire. This is their biggest fundraiser of the year, and there's a lot going on, so we're telling you a little bit more about it.
That's right. Join them at the Food Bank today for a day of food, friends, and community on a mission to make a difference. Now, one bowl may not seem like a lot, but the impact is enormous when they're all stacked together.
Again, for a quarter century, for 25 years, Feed My People's annual Empty Bowls fundraiser has brought together handcrafted bowls, supporters like you and I, and a determination to take a bite out of local hunger.
Yeah, because of the support of our Chippewa Valley community last year, this fundraiser raised enough groceries for over 230,000 meals for local kids, seniors, and families experiencing food insecurity. It's a real thing.
Now, celebrating 25 years, their goal is $25,000 for the day. And to kick things off, Feed My People's 2025 board members are generously matching the first $5,000 in donations today.
So here's how it works. Different ticket packages. $25 gets you a bowl and a meal. It includes a one-bowl voucher and two food vouchers. There's 6 food trucks there.
Yeah, 6 different food trucks. You've probably heard a lot of these names before. There's some excellent food trucks. I know Big Papa Barbecue is going to be one. That's their excellent, excellent food. $15 for a meal includes 2 food vouchers.
And $10 a bowl only includes 1 bowl voucher.
And again, this is 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. today at Feed My People's location on Alpine Road, north side of Eau Claire. So come for lunch, come for dinner, come for both, and a great way to support them.
Yeah. In fact, each bowl ticket comes with 1 bowl voucher to be redeemed at the bowl tables. Browse from hundreds of ceramic and wooden bowls made by local artists of all abilities. They say the ones made by the kids are maybe the most popular.
Indeed. And each meal ticket, we talk about the mood ticket, meal ticket comes with 2 food vouchers, allowing you to mix and match half portions from the participating food trucks. And again, there's 6 food trucks there.
Yeah, each truck's going to feature special Empty Bowl signature items that can be redeemed with one of your food vouchers.
And again, at fmpfoodbank.org, that's where we're getting all of this information. You can find out more about that signature dish menu. And just so everyone knows, too, no admission fee or anything like this, too. Again, you can support generously when you're there, but everyone is welcome today from 11 to 7.
And again, a silent auction going online as well. You could probably learn more about that there, but again, hoping and praying and hopefully participating in Feed My People's biggest annual fundraiser. It's today, Empty Bowls, 11 this morning until 7 tonight. The latest from Mike Donahue and 10th Avenue North, kind to myself on WWIB Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, coming up on 9 o'clock. One of my highlights from OneFest last year, Caleb, was not only hearing 10th Avenue North, they finally made it, right? They weren't washed out by rain or anything as an earlier appearance. But you and I having a chance to talk to the incredibly talented and awesome brother in the Lord, Mike Donahue.
Yeah, and you could even see on our Facebook Live, he's pretty good at cornhole, too.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that was a lot of fun being able to talk to him. Hey, Sam from Spooner, we asked the question, what's something that you eat every day? And he says he likes to eat homemade Hot Pockets. You take a tortilla, he says, and stuff it with whatever you want. He says, I like Hormel chili, ham, bacon, Colby Jack cheese, and Chick-fil-A sauce and barbecue sauce.
Yeah, and PCD John weighing in, too.
I eat a bowl of Cheerios every morning. That's what my breakfast is every morning. And I've done that for years.
There we go. I matched you in that today, John, but with a banana.